L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see.
Hi everyone, welcome back for another English extravaganza. Wednesday was Valentine's Day, so I want to talk about how love is used in English. English speakers like to express love in many ways. One simple way is that we call each other love. Family, friends, neighbors, even strangers can sometimes be called love. You use it like sir or ma'am, but more casually. So, you could say, how are you, love? Or, are you okay, love? It's a custom that shows friendliness and assumes that you are friendly too. You should be careful though. Sometimes it can be rude. For example, if a man calls a woman love with the wrong tone, it may offend the woman. Another way that we use love is for things. Instead of saying, chocolate is my favorite food, you can say, I love chocolate. There is a difference between to love and to be in love. You can love things and people, but you can only be in love with a person. English speakers say that we love a lot of things, but we understand that it means we just like it a lot. As for real love, families often tell each other, I love you. In fact, we use it as another way to say goodbye. Whenever I call my family on the phone, we always say, bye, love you. We also say this to each other when we leave the house. One time, when I was a kid, my sister was running late and ran out the door. My dad yelled out to her, bye, love you. I told him that she couldn't hear him. A minute later, though, she popped her head through the door and said, love you too, and ran off. I still remember his smile. Of course, English speakers show our love in other ways, but we also like to hear that we are loved and appreciated. Well, that's all for this time. I'll be back next week.
Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.